Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel 2, verse 17 says, "Thus the sin of young men was very great in the sight of the Lord, for the men treated the offering of the Lord with contempt." This is referring to Eli's sons and how they were acting in their job as priests. Somehow the office they held became about them. They did not seem to honor God or serve Him. They didn't appear to be concerned with the well-being of the people and were willing to use them for their own personal gain. Evil lurks in every place and in every heart, waiting for an opportunity to strike. The tiniest opening will be exploited. It's like frozen water on the roadway. It makes life more dangerous and expands those small openings into large cracks that eventually destroy the entire road. There's no way to separate the official office of an individual from the character of the individual. The office will not make the man holy. God does that. Responsibility causes those with character to be responsible and those without to make excuses. A degenerate leader is but the natural outgrowth of a degenerate person. The evil is their moral constitution, and whatever they do will be by nature destructive. It's hard for us to understand what it looks like to die to self. No matter what position we are, no matter what responsibility we have, we often put it through a filter of making sure we're taken care of first. But that's not the way God created us. He created us to serve and to give, regardless of what we get out of it. It's not my responsibility to take care of myself. It's God's responsibility to take care of me. Oh, I'm not saying I should go out there and quit eating until God feeds me. That's not the point. The point is that I need to take care of those around me first and foremost before I take care of myself. I need to use my resources, my abilities, my assets to build the kingdom up, not to build my kingdom up, not to make me more comfortable necessarily. God has given all of us assets or resources in life. Those are not so that we could use them for ourselves and build ourselves up and ignore the needs of those around us. That's not why we have those things. We have them to represent the King. We're stewards of all that He's given to us. We're not owners of those things. Eli's sons were worthless because they saw people as someone to use for themselves and their own benefit rather than to serve and show them the King. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.